Residents of Dartmouth Square in Dublin have dropped their legal challenge to Metrolink after an offer to buy their homes from Transport Infrastructure Ireland. It's over 25 years since an underground rail line and an extension to the airport was first announced. Meanwhile, at the airport, a long-running row between the chief executive of DAA, who run the airport, and its board has taken another turn, with staff being told that Kenny Jacob will, quote, take some time out. In September, the Minister for Transport refused to sign off on an almost €1 million payoff to the CEO. The Minister is Dara O'Brien. He's also Minister for Climate, Environment and Energy and Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Fingal East. Dara O'Brien, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning, Gavin. You're very welcome.
So, Metrolink, is this all sorted then?
Well, it's a really significant step forward and one I very much welcome. I think the mediation approach has worked. I want to thank Lorcan O'Connor and the TII in particular, but the residents themselves for engaging on this. And now we have a clean planning permission that we can activate, and that is critically important. So it will be the next step now moving forward to procurement. So this is a project, it's the largest one in our national development plan, one that we want to deliver and that we will deliver. So yesterday was really, really welcome news, I have to say. And just like to thank the residents as well, and indeed others for engaged in this process. So it means that we can move on.
So how many houses are going to be bought and how much is that going to cost?
Don't have the exact details yet, but I understand it's in the region of 10, but don't hold me exactly to that number. I don't have the exact details.
10 houses, yes.
Yeah, it wasn't directly involved in the discussions that are there. But I think the important thing is that
the last one of the square sold last month for €2.7 million. So are you expecting to pay around that much for each house?
No, well, I don't want to speculate on that, Gavin, because houses are of different sizes, different types as well. I'm just saying this news came through yesterday evening. I'll see the details of it. I do welcome it. Like, this is a multi-billion euro project. For every euro invested, will return €1.40 to the economy. It needs to happen. I think the mediation process was an important one.
Okay.
I'm glad it's resolved. There are no negatives with this. There will be a cost associated. And obviously, the cost associated will be managed and will be managed carefully. But the delivery of this transformational project for Dublin and for the region is critical for our economy.
When will the building start now? When will building work start now?
Well, we'll be able to go out to tender now next year. Okay, we've our metro team set up, so I would expect that the tendering process will take a period of time, as people will understand, for the scale of this project. We've three consortia already who have publicly stated that they will be bidding for this. So with a fair wind and everything being in, we could start enabling works in 2027 and start building in 2027 toward the end of it. Like, it is a detailed tender. A lot of work has been done on it, but I expect that now that we'll be able to put that out in 2026. We've done the market engagement already. I've been, the Taoiseach and Taoiseach and myself indeed, and others in Sean Sweeney in Metrolink, like we've been in many of the European capitals, talking to the sector in Ireland indeed, where we started the market engagement. So the sector are fully aware this project is happening. There's full confidence that is happening.
And
too.
When do you envisage Metrolink opening?
I think it's about a 7-8 year build. So if we start in 2027, early 2028, you've 7-8 years from there. What I have asked Metro to do, though, also, and this is being looked at, is looking at the opening of it in phases, because it'll start south of Donabate, as you know, just north of the airport, moving through to the airport, through Swords, and onwards into the city. So there are elements of this that are off-road, you know, that are effectively an easier build than once you get into the city. So, you know, you're looking at a 7-8 year build.
So
on this.
2034 by the earliest, yes?
Yeah, possibly 2034, 2035. But this is an investment in our future as a country. This needs to happen. It's a high capacity, high frequency, carry 20,000 passengers per hour, and will be critical to further economic development in the region, further housing in the region as well. So yes, it's a significant capital project. It will take
how
time
much?
To build.
How much will the project cost now?
Too early to say that at this stage in advance of procurement.
Well, the last estimate given to you was, I think, €23 billion. Do you think this is going to cost around that much?
No, that wasn't an estimate that was given to me at all. And I can say this. I said that €23 billion figure, I believe, would be far off the mark now, to be honest with
too
you.
Too high?
Too high, yeah. I think the last preliminary business case where figures were given was back in 2022. Now, obviously, we tracked that cost. And that'll be assessed. I expect further updated projections early in the new year.
Can you give us any idea?
Well, you're looking, look, the last preliminary business case was between 7.16 billion and I think 12.25 billion. I would imagine it to be higher than that. But remembering that this is, well, Gavin, I'm going to get the next assessment of projected investment early in the new year. I'm not going to speculate that, but when I get it, I can assure you that's something that will be discussed and will be publicised. But I think you've got to be clear as well, is that we're about to enter into a procurement process that's a competitive tendering, and obviously the cost itself will be reflected within that process, because there will be people who, from a commercial basis, will obviously be looking at these costs. So I'm not trying to be evasive in any way, but it's a significant investment on behalf of our people and one that will return benefits to the economy.
Separately, Minister, staff at Dublin Airport Authority have been told that their chief executive, Kenny Jacobs, quote, is taking some time out of the business. The Irish Times is reporting that he was suspended. Was he?
I'm not the employer, I'm the shareholder. My understanding is, as per the DAA statement yesterday evening, I don't manage the airport. The Dublin and Cork airport are still performing very well. I think what I have said is this matter between the executive and the board, I'd like to see resolved one way or the other. And I think this is part of that process in working towards a resolution to us. But I don't micromanage the airport. I'm not the employer. I've made it clear myself of my position with regard to sanction of exit packages, but I don't want to say too much on this.
Well, what's your understanding of what's happened?
No, Gavin, I'm going to be very careful on this. I'm Minister for Transport. It's a sensitive issue that's happening at the moment. Work is underway within the board and the executive. I know as well this is part of the process, so I think additional public commentary on this might not be helpful. And I do want to see it resolved. And I note the statement that is there, and I'm not going to say anything any further on it at this stage. Suffice to say, though, Cork and Dublin are two very significant airports for us in this country that are performing well, that I want to see them continuing to do that. I want to see them continuing to grow. So this situation does need to be resolved, and that's all I can say at this stage.
Will you reconsider your earlier refusal to sign off on a payout now?
No.
Would a lengthy legal battle not be more expensive?
It's not about the cost, Gavin, and I don't want to go down this road really, but it's principle as well within this. I think that I'd rather see our state companies run and managed well, which this one has been and has performed well. So I have very particular reasons why I've taken this decision, which I think is the correct one. But having said that, that's not the issue. The issue is not a payout. The issue is how we can ensure that the airport, Dublin and Cork, continue to operate successfully and profitably.
Separately again, Minister,
and continue to grow.
Before we let you go, the Irish Daily Mail is reporting on its front page that you've signed off on a 70,000 euro salary rise for the CEO of Bus Éireann, despite a review advising you that you didn't need to. Why?
No, it's not correct. The Senior Post Remuneration Committee actually recommended the pay band, and I approved it on that basis. So the article is not correct in that regard. This is done. This is an independent committee. We've very senior people across our state agencies that we expect them to do a job for us. They need to be paid to do that job, and the remuneration that I approved for this was absolutely in line with the Senior Posts Remuneration Committee.
Darragh O'Brien, Minister for Transport, Climate, Environment and Energy, thank you very much for speaking to us today, and a happy Christmas to you. It's 19 minutes past 8.